Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. I am the floor supervisor from the fraud department. Can we start with your first name and your last name, please?
Yes, Helene Hoblet. And I'm sorry, my dog was barking. What is your name?
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello. And for security of this account, I do also need you to verify the address that we have on file as well, please.
6521 Loud, L-O-U-D, Drive, Oscoda, Michigan, 48750.
Okay, thank you so much for this information. I did locate the account here, ma'am. This is regarding the, looks like, or to order the herbal relief CBD oil and the cream. That is the address we have on file. Looks like the order was placed with us back in March for the 25th for $6.59.
Yeah, see, I didn't order any cream or oils or anything like that, especially because if it comes to pain and stuff like that, I am on pain medication and muscle relaxers. I sure, and if I wanted any oils, I can get, there's places up here.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it'll show here that we also have a tracking number that shows that the merchandise was delivered to your home. Did you not receive that oil as well?
No, ma'am. I have not received any creams or oils.
Okay, let me go over the information that we have on file, please. Email address is HELENPOVLITZ at yahoo.com. Is that your email address?
Yes, it is.
Okay, telephone number here is 989-254-7959.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and anyone in your household could have placed the order?
I am the only one here, and I have a 94-pound dog, so I know he didn't do it too, you know. But I definitely would not order something like that. Like I said, especially for pain, I'm on enough stuff of my own.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, we can file this as fraud, ma'am, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result in you being penalized, such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household or you signed up for the service, then we will proceed with the claim, ma'am.
Yes, please do so, because, no, I did not order any of that.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. I want to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you. Stop. Stop.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. I did go ahead and get everything processed while the account is under investigation. I'm going to go ahead and refund back the charge of $89.65 and the shipping charge of $6.59. So you'll receive that refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Your account with us is closed.
Okay. Thank you
so just
much.
Allow me
Thank
one moment to go ahead and get
that.
Those refunds processed here back on your account for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. So I did get those two charges refunded back into the account for you. I did also send an email to you, verify that the charges have been refunded as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I guess I'm going to have to maybe in the next couple days change my email address and I just don't know how this happened.
I understand, ma'am, and I do apologize about that again.
Well, especially, like, I don't get how did you have my address and all that. That's what scares me.
All of our orders are placed online, ma'am, so it looks like someone actually placed the order online. But when we do the fraud investigation, there is an IP address here on file. So we do provide that information over to the local authorities, and they can trace back the device that was used and where the order was placed as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling in to customer support. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.